This is Casnovians. Thought I would just start documenting as I go. But yeah, on the way to Bangkok. Beautiful view this though. Like, look at that. Absolute filthy view. So yeah, I'm at the airport and I thought I'll just hit you boys with a live because I don't know, I thought it'd be quite nice. I mean, I've got like four or five hours until my flight anyway. So I thought, might as well hit the live stream up. I actually got a funny story to tell you. I actually think this story is gonna be super useful. You know when people talk about frame control and being able to stay calm in the chaos, like spending that time under tension. That's like a phrase that gets used, you know, like when you're talking with a girl, it's like, oh, you know, have a good frame, like solid frame control. I actually think that being able to develop a solid frame comes through accumulating life experience, like actually undergoing stressful experiences in your day-to-day life. And this is one of the reasons why solo travel is so useful, because you are gonna encounter so many vicissitudes that you just need to take care of. Do you know what I mean? I think it's super useful to, or it's super easy to feel comfortable when everything is comfortable, you know? And I think being able to run from comfort like our life depends on it, dive bombing into discomfort every single day, all of it's related as well. You know, the way you do anything is the way you do anything, or the way you do anything is the way you do everything, right? So I was supposed to be staying at this particular place in Bangkok, and I woke up this morning, I got a message from the host. And you know when you just get a message, or when something happens and you just get a weird feeling about it in your gut? And the host, he was just being like super sketchy. So he sent me this message through, being like, right, listen, when you come to the Airbnb, don't talk to the security guard. If anybody asks, he was giving me this like cover story as to why I was there. And then the weirdest part was when he sent this contract through to my phone. And he was like, yeah, I need you to sign this before you stay with me. I'm like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, I ain't signing no contract. And like, the Christian of 2 years ago, because I would have got like, I'd have flipped out in a bad way. Like in terms of like, I would have just gone along with everything, because I would have been in my head thinking, oh yeah, he sent me this stuff through, I'm gonna sign the contract because I don't want my trip to be ruined. It's the day before, so I want everything to run smoothly. But the person that I am now, and this has been, you know, I would say that the character development has been aided massively through cold approach. Yeah, like just doing one of the most difficult things that we're ever gonna do, putting myself through the social fire, just not taking any shit from anybody. You know, I use that mantra, freedom from bullshit. And I like to think that the reason, or one of the reasons why you follow my stuff, is that freedom from bullshit approach to life. Rejecting anything from your reality that doesn't resonate with you, and actually having the balls to just stand up for yourself. Like, that's one of the biggest, the most important aspects when it comes to solo travel, that frame control, like not taking any shit from anybody. So yeah, he sent me all this like random bollocks through, and I was like, dude, what are you talking about? I'm not signing any contract. He's like, no, you have to sign the contract. And then the more that I actually read through the small print, if I'd have signed this contract, I would have been liable to pay this guy about 5,000 Great British pounds, right? And all of this like stuff that most people would not have read, he's like, yeah, you need to sign the contract, otherwise you won't be able to use the facilities in the apartment, you won't be able to use the pool, you won't be able to use the common area. And if anybody asks why you're staying here, you have to give them this cover story. I'm like, dude, like this is not checking out. Whatever random thing that you've got going on in this place, like, I do not want to be a part of it. So I just canceled the reservation. It actually cost me money to cancel this reservation. I did report the guy to Airbnb, so whatever happens from that, whatever. But like, so anyway, I got onto my phone. I was like, okay, cool. I don't have accommodation right now, so just got back onto Airbnb, found another place, spent like whatever it was, 900 quid to get a new place. I'll get like some money back on the refund, but honestly, dude, like, it don't even bother me at this point. I'm just like, my mindset is that abundance mindset. I'm like, yeah, money is abundant, yeah, whatever I spend I will make it back. But the Christian from two or three years ago, because I was always in that scarcity mindset, like, I'd have just gone along with things because I would have been scared. Yeah, I'd have been scared of, oh, but now I'm not gonna have an apartment. Oh, I need to do this thing because that's what he's told me to do. these days, bro, I'm like, nah, fuck it. Like, if there's something that doesn't sit right with me, I'm not going to do it. And this literally applies to everything that you're ever gonna do in life. If you're dating a girl and the relationship's not working, or she's being a bit bratty, or she's not correlated with your personal values, have the abundance to walk away. Yeah, abundance is not always having, it's knowing that you can have. And this is why I bang the drum about cold approach so much, because first of all, it's gonna give you that abundance mindset. Yeah, like, you know that at any moment, if you're in a relationship with a girl and it's not working, you can walk away. You're always prepared for it to turn to dust, because life is just entropy, right? Everything is forever in flux. But I think one of the marks of a true Renaissance warrior is, no matter what, I can handle it. Yeah, that is the true essence of confidence. Yeah, no matter what, I can handle it. And like, it's this beautiful thing now for me, because I actually enjoy it. I actually enjoy these vicissitudes. I actually enjoy it when drama happens. I actually thank God for all the vicissitudes I experience in my life, because it's all God acting in disguise. Yeah, so like, there is no good or bad, it's the thinking that makes it so. So like, whenever you're encountering things in your life, or maybe you're going through something right now and it absolutely sucks. Maybe you're at university, you're not getting good grades. Maybe your cold approach is shit. Maybe your dating life sucks. Maybe you're out of shape. Maybe you've got a bad relationship with your family. Maybe you've always been a loser and you're falling into that perpetual loser mindset. Well, no one's gonna come and save you if that's you. But look, all of these things are blessings in disguise. And I think when you're able to repackage it in that way, that this is here to serve me. Yeah, this is a blessing from God. This is God acting in disguise. This is God acting on my behalf. You become bulletproof. You become unstoppable, because everything, the way that I view everything in my life now. The announcement lady. That means I need to speak quicker. Sorry, louder. I get my voice projected. There you go. That's God acting through the Tannoy woman. I'm viewing everything that happens to me as a stepping stone. It's all serving me to become the person that I need to be. Yeah, it's all a stepping stone for me to access the deeper recesses of my personal growth and my personal meditations. Does that make sense? So yeah, I just thought, this is what an amazing way to start off this Bangkok journey. We've almost fallen into this high level scam. And then he was like, oh, fucking hell, lady. I'm about to get to the juicy part of the story. Then he was like, oh yeah, when you get to the apartment, my assistant will be there waiting for you. And then when I was like, oh mate, I'm not signing the contract. He was like, all right, meet me here instead. And he sent me this random address. I was like, dude, I ain't meeting you anywhere. I don't know what he had in store for me, but I don't think it was pleasant. Probably end up in the fucking gulags. But anyway, I spoke to my mum about it, and she was like, do you know what, mate? I'm proud of you. The character development is off the scale. That wasn't her words, but yeah, I just think it's important. Like, I think as well, like, if you're a young guy and you're solo traveling, it might all seem a little bit scary for you at first. Just take a step back. Do you know what I mean? Just take a breath, take a step back, take a couple of minutes to think, right, is this all checking out? Is there something sketchy going on here? Because usually we know it as well. Like, usually we know it in our gut. If things feel a little bit sketchy, do you know what I mean? So yeah, I think I dodged a bullet with that one. But look, I think it's just the best way that Bangkok could have started. Do you know what I mean? A little bit of drama. I'm a little bit of money down, but it doesn't matter. Like, I'm gonna make that money back. It just means that I'm gonna push harder. Do you know what I mean? It reminds me, actually. Do you remember, if you're new here, you won't remember it, but if you're a true Casanovian, you will. When I was on my way to Vegas to coach Ephraim, that's almost a year ago. That's crazy. That's mad. Yeah, like, I was on my way to coach Ephraim, and like, everything that could have gone wrong did go wrong. I ended up getting like detained in the American consulate. I wasn't allowed to go. I got like, it's not a permanent ban, but I got like semi-banned from America. It was just drama. It was just drama left, right, and center. But like, we worked it out, and like, it's just fun. Do you know what I mean? Like, life is fun. It's a chaotic carnival that is life. I do think that a lot of people, they're just not prepared for it. Like, they're just not prepared for this. But like, it's all in this mission to actually serve us. And I think if you actually if you can actually take, like, if you can actually understand what I'm saying to you in this live stream, you are going to be able to dominate and be unstoppable and be bulletproof, not just for this year, but beyond. Like, it's all the way that we think. Like, it really just is all the way that we think. Like, perception is reality. Nothing is good or bad. It's the thinking that makes it so. And we attach interpretation to everything. Yeah, I could have received those messages saying, oh, I'm getting scammed. Oh, I need to pay out some more money. And I could have just fallen into the victim mindset that most people fall into. Like, oh, the world's out to get me. Everything's a scam. Yeah, that might be true, but who gives a fuck? It's like, who gives a fuck? No one gives a fuck about your problems. Let's just focus on slaying that next dragon. Like, the next dragon in front of you, let's just slay that. So for me, it was right. I ain't going to this Airbnb anymore. Let's find another one. Let's not worry about money. Let's not worry about things that we can't control. And also as well, what I found useful is most of the time, whenever anything bad happens to me these days, I take radical responsibility. Like, I accept the fault. I embrace the fault and I accept it as my fault. Actually, on this occasion, I didn't take it as my fault because realistically, there's nothing that I could have done. This was just a curveball that was thrown to me, like far left field, and I just had to work it out. Do you know what I mean? Because the worst thing that could have happened is I get there and then this guy is like, I have no idea what that guy had in store for me. But it's just interesting, isn't it? It's just interesting how the world conspires for us. But yeah, I think, yeah, if you're listening to this live stream and you resonate with me, you like what I do, you'll understand that the things that I preach about, this is like real time applicability. Yeah, I'm always banging on to you that this goes deeper than day game. Yeah, this is like cold approach is the catalyst for the rest of your life. If you can crush it with cold approach, you become unstoppable. Nothing will faze you in life anymore. You're starting to live for an audience of one. Yeah, it's like, right, okay, cool, this has happened. Let's just make something of it. Yeah, it's like that's the mindset. So I think this is just like a beautiful real world example of when shit does go south, how are you gonna deal with it? Are you gonna cry or are you gonna conquer? Are you gonna wallow or are you gonna win? Yeah, I think most people in this situation, it would have been the talking point. It would have been like, they'd probably got into Facebook and complained. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm documenting this for you because I actually think it's going to serve you in a positive way. Rather than going onto social media and complaining about it, I'm wrapping it up into a win. Like, this is a personal win for me today. Yeah? Oh, having this experience, it's going to be a funny story as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's either going to go well or you'll have a funny story to tell. That's the same like when you're about to do an approach. It's either going to go well or you've got a funny story. Yeah? When you go solo traveling, things are just gonna go wrong. Yeah, I'm gonna be in Bangkok for about 3 weeks and it's really gonna function as a soul trip. Yeah, it's like a soul trip. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I just need that hard reset. I just needed to position myself in a country which was so out of the ordinary. You know what I mean? Because if you go to a place in Europe, everywhere is pretty much the same. You go somewhere in North America, it all still feels pretty much like home. But by positioning myself in Bangkok, like super crazy city, it's gonna force personal growth inside of me. And then all of the growth that I experience, I'm gonna then be able to relate that to you. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I just needed to position myself. Like, since I started all of this stuff 4 years ago, I've not really had a trip like this where I'm just going with no plan in mind. There is no plan. It's just like, hashtag fucking vibes. Do you know what I mean? It's a soul trip. I'm doing it to nourish my soul, like to just have crazy new experiences, almost like functioning as my own sort of immersion experience. Obviously, I coach a lot of guys around the world and I coach them through their immersion experiences, but it almost feels like I'm going there to be a coach to myself and then I'll be a coach to you because you'll get to follow along for the journey. And yeah, I just think it's important, like, for me to always be on this Renaissance mission. I don't want to speak to you as a guru. I want to speak to you as a brother, like someone who's just going through life and is learning out loud. and I want to use these live streams to just give you that peek behind the curtain. Be like, yeah, bro, this is what's happening. Almost got scammed. Almost end up in the fucking gulags. And it's just funny, innit? It's just nice. So yeah, listen, I hope you've got a lot of value out of this one. If you have done, do me a favor, like it, hit that big juicy like button, because that tells me that you enjoy these live streams. Only takes like 2 seconds as well, but just by you hitting that like button, you're probably saving somebody in this world. That person is me. Now, I'm only messing. Doesn't actually make any sense, but I appreciate if you like the video anyway. So yeah, the next time that I speak to you is going to be in Bangkok. What time is it? Like, oh, cool. So I've got about 4 hours. So go through security, have a browse, probably spray myself with some nice cologne. And then sounds like someone's revving a fucking motorbike. Then I've got an 11-hour flight to Bangkok. I get there about 9 a.m. UK time. So yeah, we'll touch down, get myself sorted, need to get a Thai SIM card. There's probably gonna be some more carnage on the fucking way, man. But it's funny. And then I've got a good friend of mine who's gonna be joining me out in Bangkok. I can't remember when they're coming out, but they're coming out, so that'll be fucking fun. And yeah, hopefully you're gonna enjoy living vicariously through me. Maybe Bangkok is on your travel list, or maybe it's not. Maybe you're a young guy listening to this and watching me gallivanting across the globe and having these mad experiences, creating content, living my truth, following my bliss. Maybe it inspires you to just do something different. Yeah, do something different with your life. Yeah, do something that you wouldn't usually do, to live a life that you wouldn't otherwise have lived. Maybe for you that is just booking a solo trip to a faraway land. Yeah, and just figuring it out. I really do think that is one of the best ways for personal growth, is having these soul trips, having these solo expeditions where you're just putting yourself through the fire. You don't really know what you're doing, and that's okay. Yeah, just give yourself permission to suck. I'm making this live stream in a fucking airport. There's people walking past me thinking, what's this guy on? The cavalry's arrived. Let me show it to you. What do you think of that? I reckon they're gonna do some hardcore night game in Vietnam. Off they go. Off they go. It's funny people watching, isn't it? Oh, what are these people doing? Yeah, they're definitely gonna do some night game. I don't know where they're gonna do it though. Maybe Prague. This guy looks like he's gonna go to Prague. Yeah, he's got the sunglasses on, bro. Anyway, boys, listen, like the video, appreciate yous. I'll speak to you when I'm in Bangkok. Hanoi ladies coming back on. Anyway, love you, bye.